political structures. British Conservative MP Bowen Wells is writing a book in which he argues that parliamentary democracies in the Caribbean, based on the British model, have failed. In today's programme, Bowen Wells discusses that failure with Henry Ford, leader of the opposition Barbados Labour Party. Hugh Crosskill chairs the discussion and began by asking Mr. Wells, in what ways have Caribbean parliamentary democracies failed?
Well, I think the principal reasons are that the executive has inherited, because of historical reasons, really the position that the governor, the old British governor, and indeed his executive team, that kind of authority, exerted. And therefore people in the West Indies have tended to accept the idea that once the government is elected, then it has the sorts of powers that a governor in a British colony used to have. And it is not used to challenging that authority in the same way that the British Parliament, which had to cut off the head of a king in order to make certain that the subsequent kings understood which was the controlling unit, which was the controlling institution in the British system. That, of course, is a product of our history. Now, the problem then also, I think, the second issue, major issue, is the question of the size of the parliaments and the size of the communities which, of course, they're responding to. Amongst the Caribbean people, there's a tremendous adherence and support for the democratic ideals and for a government supported by democracy. And I'm quite certain that the Caribbean doesn't see itself as undemocratic.